With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Washington and Oregon are considering cutting ties with Montana coal. Wednesday, Montana's Environmental Quality Council spoke with legislators from the West Coast states who are drafting bills that could shut down at least part of the coal plant and coal strip. Washington state-based Puget Sound Energy owns the largest share of the coal strip plant. Four other companies also own shares. PSE is under pressure from Washington's governor and the State Utility Commission to reduce its reliance on coal-based energy. The bill that could shut down some of the plant could be heard in a Washington Senate committee as soon as this month. Montana Republican Senator from Scobie, John Brendan, shared his skepticism of the departure from coal with the other members of the Environmental Quality Council.
There's a big diversity of how people feel about climate change. It used to be global warming, and then it was global cooling before that. And I'm kind of sick and tired of the gloom and doom people that say we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Republican Senator from Wolf Creek, Rick Ripley, is also reluctant to move away from coal-based energy.
Coal is still the most affordable and reliable. I think we have to continue to remember that it is the most reliable form of electricity, and when there's, at some point in time, there will be a replacement for coal.
Ripley and Butte Democratic Senator Jim Keene will travel to Washington to testify on the importance of the coal strip plant to Montana's workforce and economy. The two senators said the primary goal is to keep coal strip from being shut down. Helena Democratic Representative Janet Ellis advised the council to plan for the possibility of the plant's closure when speaking with the Washington legislature. She said it would be important to have some kind of mitigation package discussed
that would benefit both the community of Coal Strip as well as the workers. The other thing that I wanted to encourage was that there is a job training and preference given to workers for remediation, whatever other kind of work that's required if those plants are closed.
Oregon-based utility companies with partial ownership in Coal Strip are also moving toward coal-free power. Oregon House Representative Jessica Vega Peterson said through a conference call that a proposal would come out of the Oregon legislature this week.
You know, we're looking at this by 2030, moving away from coal as a part of Oregon and doubling the renewable investment by 2040.
In August, President Obama and the Environmental Protection Agency announced the Clean Power Plan that requires states to decrease their reliance on fossil fuels and cut carbon dioxide emissions substantially. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center told the Environmental Quality Council coal strip may be in Montana, but most of its owners are elsewhere.
The decisions on the future of coal strip are largely made out of state now. We are not in the driver's seat, but we should have a lot to say.
Last week, Governor Steve Bullock went to coal strip to announce his appointments to the advisory council in response to the Clean Power Plan. Under the plan, Montana must reduce its CO2 emissions more than any other state, by 47% by 2030. The governor says he supports the multi-state lawsuit Attorney General Tim Fox joined, seeking to stop the Clean Power Plan. On Thursday, a subcommittee of the Clean Power Plan will meet to discuss the newly appointed advisory council, the role of renewable energy, and options for coal technologies. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.